Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Masechta Brachot Zayin, and we are starting near the top with the brand new halacha, halacha Gimel, and Vilna Sura's daf is on Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Leila Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an aliyah. And the mission begins with a question: Ve'izuhi Chatzar Shehi Chayavas B'Maisres. What is a chatzar that's chayav in Maisres? We've said multiple times before that when a person brings a person to the chatzar, that's a kvias for Maisres. Now we have mentioned before that it's only a chatzar Mishtameres, a guarded chatzar. But what's considered a chatzar Mishtameres? So Rabbi Shmuel tells us chatzar Hatsuris. This is referring to a tsuri chatzar. Shakel Mishmar Besaicha, that anything inside is guarded because they have a guard posted at the entrance. That's a chatzar Mishtameres. Rabbi Kiva says, Kol she'echa b'seicha b'echa noyel petura. If one person could open it and one person could close it, that's a chatzar which is pater. In other words, if there's two people living in this chatzar and one guy closes the door and the other guy opens it, that's considered a chatzar she'ein Mishtameres. It has to be there's only one person living here. Now, Rabbi Nechem Yomer, he says, Kol she'ein adam b'shim leicha b'seicha chayaves. If a person's not embarrassed to eat in this chatzar because it's private enough, that's the type of chatzar that's chayav in Meiser. Rabbi Yossi tells us, if a person could walk inside this chatzar and no one's going to ask him, hey buddy, what are you doing here? So that's a chatzar which is pater. It's not considered mishtamer because any random guy can walk in. Rabbi Yehuda says, and he's going in the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, his Rabbi, we have two chatzares, one is within the other, meaning we have an inner one and an outer one. The inner one is chayev and the outer one is pater. That's because the person who lives in the inner chatzar is the only one that has access to his chatzar, whereas the outer chatzar is accessible by two people, by the outer guy and by the inner guy. Continue on, Hagagos, Peturin, Afal Pishin Shal Chatzar Chayaves. A roof is pater from Meiser, even though it's part of a chatzar which is chayv in Meiser, that's because it's only a chatzar which is chayv in Meiser and not a roof. What about the following? Beis Shar, the guardhouse, which is basically the area before the chatzar, that's where the guard usually stands. Vach Sadra, this is some sort of walled area that's open on one end. Umir Peses, and a porch. This is not referring to the classic porch that we have nowadays. It's referring to where we have two levels of housing, lower and upper. And the upper level has this walkway from which people can access their homes and apartments. That walkway is called the merpeses. So all these are real chatzar. They're considered like the chatzar that they're part of. And im chayav as chayavin vim petura peturin. If the chatzar that they're part of and have access to is a type which is chayiv, so they're chayiv. And if it's a type of chatzar which is pater, so these are pater. Moving on to chavzai nam beis hatsrifin huts baburgenin and huts of watchmen of vineyards valiktiyos. And these are summer huts. They're basically like little summer vacation spots. Peturin, all of them are pater because they're considered a diras arai. They're just little huts. Something similar, sukkas genisar, little huts that they built in fields and orchards in this area, genisar, afal pishesh bari chayv and tarnegaylin, even if they have millstones and chickens there, peturin, they're still pater. That's because these huts were just made to relax and chill in, kind of like a gazebo. People enjoy the fruits of this area, sitting in these huts, and that's considered arai. It's not keva, it's not like a house, and therefore produce here is still pater from Meiser. What about the following? Sukkas hayaitzrim, huts that potters had, hapanimis chayaves vachitzon petura, the inner one is chayv and the outer one is pater. The inner one is where they would store the pots, so that's considered mishtamer, whereas the outer ones is where they would make and sell the pots, and that's not mishtamer, so it's pater from Meiser. Now Rabbi Yossi says, Kol she'ein adiras hachama v'adiras hagashamim petura. Anything which is not suitable for dwelling during both the winter and the summer, it's pater, because it's considered arai. And the Mishnah ends off, sukkas hachag b'chag, what about your sukkah on sukkas? Is that something which is kavua or not? So Rabbi Yehuda mechayev hacham patrin, Rabbi Yehuda's mechayev produce brought into a sukkah on sukkas in Meiser, whereas the cham pater. And this is Rabbi Yehuda and Chamla Shitasam. Rabbi Yehuda, Masecha Sukkah, holds that a sukkah has to be a diras keva. It has to be a permanent structure. And since it's permanent, it's a keva for Meiser. But Chamam argued that it's a diras arai, and therefore it's pata for Meiser. We quote our Mishnah, Ezui Chatzer, and Tanu Rabbi Shmuel teaches in a brisa, Kol Shashomer Yeshev al Pischa u'mishamer, any shomer where we have a chatzer, a guard, standing there and watching, that's a chatzer ha-mishtameres. Now, Shmuel Bar Nachman says, B'shem Rabbi Yonason, Kul Hain min ha-bayis lamdu. All these opinions in our Mishnah learn from a house. Bayis Tevel Devar Torah, we know that when a person brings produce into their actual home, that turns into tevel midairaisa, and that's because Amar says in the pasuk biyarti akodesh min habayis. When a person says vidui maestres, he says the following lashon: when he gets rid of all the maestres from his house, biyarti akodesh min habayis, I remove them from the house. So we see clearly from here that house is a kaveh for maestr, and the whole machlokes in the mishnah is simply what's considered comparable to the house. And now we have a memra. Shaman kumi Rabbi Yochanan Amar line. They heard that it was said in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha kedivrei kulhan lahachmir. The halacha is like all the pains in our mishnah to be machmir, meaning if we have a chatzar that according to at least one opinion in the Mishnah is considered a chatzar mishtameres, so we have to be machmir and say that that's a kaveh for Meiser. So the Gemara asks on what we just said, v'lamalai amrin le'mishmei, why didn't they just say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Why are we saying they heard said in front of Rabbi Yochanan? Why not say this is what Rabbi Yochanan said? And the answer is, d'lesei milsa Rabbi Yochanan pligal milsa, it's because we don't want to have one member of Rabbi Yochanan contradicting another member of Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, if we were to quote this memra in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and we were to quote another another memra that we're about to see in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, then we would have two memras in the name of Rabbi Yochanan contradicting each other. Better to say that this was said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, but not that Rabbi Yochanan himself said it. Now, what's this other memra of Rabbi Yochanan? Tanu Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Ayim Rishim Rabbi Akiva. Ubraisa was taught by Rabbi Shimon Elazar, name of Rabbi Akiva. Kol she'echa pesach v'echa noyel petura. When we said in our Mishnah that if one person can open the chatzer and a different person can close it, meaning we have two people living in the chatzer and one guy can open it, one guy can close it, and no one has the ability to say what has to be, that's considered a chatzer she'en mishtameres. Here's a clarification of that. B'shnei shutfin, that's only when we're talking about two partners living in the chatzer, meaning they're both homeowners in the same chatzer. So they both have the right to open and close the door. However, loy b'shnei diurin, this is not talking about if we have two dwellers, meaning if two renters are renting their houses in this chatzer, that's not what we're talking about. Chav chasam alaf on the top, we clarify, ma bin shutf, ma bin dir. What's the difference between a guy who owns his property or a guy who's renting in there? K'shem shashutf macha, kacha dir macha. Just like a partner, a person who owns his house here is able to protest, meaning he's basically able to open or close the door because it's his house. Well, so too, somebody who's renting, since he legally and halachically is allowed to live in this chatzer, so he's also allowed to open and close the door. What's the difference? And Ariana clarifies, b'bal bayis v'diyura he masnisa. This is talking about an owner and his renter. B'bal bayis v'macha yidei dir. The b'bal bayis could protest what the renter is doing. We have a guy who owns two homes in the same chatzer. He lives in one and he rents out the other. So if his renter opens up the door of the chatzer and he wants it closed, he could protest that. And v'ein dir v'macha yidei b'bal bayis. The renter is not able to protest what the b'bal bayis does. If the renter comes knocking on the b'bal bayis's door, hey, why'd you leave the door of the chatzer open? The b'bal bayis could say, who do you think you are? You're just renting over here. I own the property and I call the shots. Now that's a clarification of the braisa. And here we have our second member of Rabbi Yochanan. Alei, it was on this that Shaman Kumi Rabbi Yochanan, they heard said over in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Rabbi Kiva. The halacha is like this memra of Rabbi Shimon Elazar who said this in the name of Rabbi Kiva. Now this memra is sized to the previous one. The previous one is very chomer. It says that we paskin l'chomra like all the shittas in the Mishnah. But over here, the memra is more kuladik. We're saying they're only passing like this memra, like Rabbi Shimon Elazar, b'shem Rabbi Kiva. And again, that's why we didn't say it over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. We just quoted that it was said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, so that we don't have a stira Rabbi Yochanan himself. Now the question is, which memra do we go with? So Rabbi Yoina Amar, Rabbi Yoina said, Ze'era of Rabbi Imi, Terehain b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Both Ze'era and Rabbi Imi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Rabbi Kiva. The halacha is like the second memra, and Amar Rabbi Imi says, Hayu Rabbi Yochanan ki'ilein debei Rabbi Imi. Rabbi Yochanan paskin like this, Rabbi Imi, Halacha Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Rabbi Kiva. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.